the units from regular rooms, I call them, to suites that would have expanded.
Well, as to what that number is the difficulty, I think. In other words, if we go in and say, if you use the basis of 957, 960, certainly that was a COVID number. I'm gonna believe, because that's the only reason it would have been knocked down at that time. And I don't remember, I mean, that's why we knocked it down, if I recall, on these properties.
I'm sorry, Dave. Can I stop you right there?
Sure.
When you say that you knocked it down, I don't think that adjusted number from 2021 was any lower than the 2019 number, and you can verify that. But I don't think it was.
In other words, we set it back to the original 2019 number.
Yes.
Okay, but the 2019 number was not the.
The 2019 number was 1,649,504.
Okay. So it looks like we did knock it down.
So if we go from that number in 2019 down to where I'm at, it includes all the updates that they've done to the structure since then.
And again, I mean, there's no evidence provided on the contributory value of any improvements. I mean, how do you tie that to the market? I mean, that's what appraisers do, is they isolate those differences in the marketplace between a property that doesn't have updates and a property that does. You know, and that goes back to the USPAP standards, where that kind of stuff is required. And that's why a lot of county assessors have issues at the state tax commission, because that's what the state tax commission has to rely on. They're going to hold the assessors at that level to the USPAP standards. I worked for the State Tax Commission for 11 years, and I went through the same training that all of those hearing officers go through, and they hammered that into our heads. So from 1982 to 1993 or so, you know, I'm familiar with how they do that. So.
Sure, and I get that. I mean, I guess I'm looking at it, Russ, from the standpoint of there are BOEs also established with the same mandate to get to the true value, and we just use what the assessor has done and determine whether or not we think that that's reasonable or not, of course, and then take both what the taxpayer has provided and what the assessor is, and obviously we make decisions based on our past decisions as well. So I guess I'm looking at it from the standpoint is, if we lowered this, what has changed since then to give us a basis to change this? I mean, I think that there's not much of a question that the property value has increased because of the fact, I mean, we've got a purchase price. It was after the first. I give you that. Okay. But from the standpoint of what we know about the market and everything at this point, it seems like to me that we can make a decision based on what we have been, what we know about the market since then as well. When we're up here, but I can't. In other words, we are independent of the assessor, you are correct that that she has to justify her increase. But I'm not saying that I'm going to justify what she's increased to. But as to question of whether we can then make a different determination than that, that's another.
Well, at this point, I guess you can't. At this level, I guess you can, you know, suppose a lot of things. The trouble is, when you get to the STC, that doesn't fly, you know, and it's just a matter of, you know.
Well, and it depends on what we make our ultimate decision on, and whether or not that's justified under the circumstances. You're right. There's no question that the State Tax Commission has to find that what we did was reasonable and supported.
Yeah, not just that, but they're going to require the assessor to stick the USPAP standards. It's a higher level there.
Yeah.
Do you have a paid appraisal that we could look at, or any kind of evidence that you brought?
Don't need one. We don't need one. We rely on the statute.
And this is a court case that was the appeal.
That's the law of the land.
What valuation was he asking for?
That's the law of Missouri.
Let's not get into a legal.
What valuation were you looking for?
The original
2021-960.
Oh.
Yeah,
what
thank you.
In other words. So I think what we have to determine as a board is whether we think the circumstances, and we can use, in accordance with the shipment case, economic or market conditions. And so that's a question of whether or not we think we can justify that based on economic or market conditions. But what he is saying is that the assessor has not presented any of that evidence. So
I think one thing, it seems like we've, in past cases, we had people come in and say, okay, I mean, it's discriminatory. This, if you look at a per unit basis, this is higher than what I'm higher than what everybody else is being assessed at. I haven't seen that.
That's not our argument.
Okay.
Yeah, our argument is based on the fact that the 2021 value wasn't used as a basis.
Yeah. And I don't know. It's very difficult for us as a citizen board to make a ruling on that. I mean, normally we're looking at somebody brings in their closing statement. Right. Hey, you assessed it at $2 million. I paid $1.5 million.
No question, Greg, yeah. that it's harder with hotels. There's no yeah. question. And until and unless Missouri becomes a disclosure state, I think that's going to be an issue. And you know, I don't want she right. had a comment.
Those are bigger issues than we can.
Yeah.
So I have one more.
Okay.
You've heard several cases of hotels or motels that are the same size or the same number of rooms or in that general vicinity and what you've priced or valued them at. Hmm. And one I will bring up is Redbud Inn. And he's not even on the strip or, you know, he's off the strip and you still put him at, was it 1.8? And so again, this has a, has more on it, and it's in a better location. So I have presented evidence, and I have your decisions from this BOE session this year to stand behind what we're doing to be equal.
Just very, very quickly, if I can, the whole issue of location, just because it's on the strip doesn't mean that it's a better location. There's parking issues on the strip. There's convenience issues. There's traffic issues. There are hotels off the strip that are doing just as well as hotels on the strip, so I don't know how relevant that would be.
This one's off the strip, too, just like Redbud.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember about how much from the time of COVID. Greg, as a banker in this area, how much these hotels have gone up as far as, you know, when we were doing values 2 years ago versus values now.
Well, I mean, all I can speak to is what I've seen properties sell for post-COVID. They've sold for more than pre-COVID, and then they've sold again more than, you know, they continue to go up. So,
Can I interject on your 2026 today? At the very bottom, there's a file folder called Z Hotel Values, and it's from CoStar, and it's got also the other hotel sales sheets in there, and it will show you the values of what they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it had we had several of those, I think, used in this case to come to the value, in other words, what were comparable hotels going for around there. I mean, I think that's about the only way we can value right now is what are comparable hotels and what's that rate. I think that's what we have to look at. But I don't know that the cost approach I have to agree. I don't think the cost approach, if it's coming out at 1.9, that may very well be less than the actual value of this property, but I'm just trying to figure.
And also, if I may, do we know if any of those values are properties that were reduced at the BOE and just didn't bother to to appeal this time. I've gotten, this is sort of anecdotal.
We reduced a bunch back then, but I don't know.
But I've gotten a bunch of calls in the last few days or last week about properties that were reduced last time. They're just now waking up and realizing that they have the, you know, the right mm-hmm. to appeal. I don't solicit. You know, I don't go looking for clients. They find me.
Okay, Susan, so, what are you doing here? What is mm-hmm. this?
Yeah.
This is just what's on your computer, on your file. Actually, the one we're talking about is the one at the top of the list. Can you see it?
Bought in, yes. 87 rooms. Yeah. Okay, good.
I mean,
it's the very first one, and it, like, you've got a copy of it again.
Okay. Okay. I mean, I know what Greg had said earlier. I tend to agree. I mean, from a Board of Equalization and a citizen board looking at just evidence that we've seen in this last couple of weeks with the motels that have been in to appeal, and we have been keeping those values pretty much the same across the board. I mean, they're pretty tight in comparison, and then the number that is on here is right in line with what those valuations are.
Yeah. But, Lisa, respectfully, that's not my argument, and that's not the problem, and that's not the issue that would cause this to be appealed to the State Tax Commission. The issue is that there's no connection between the 2021 value and the current value, which is what the law requires in Missouri. That's the law of the land, that shipment case. That's an order from the Court of Appeals as to how the Board of Equalization and the assessors and the State Tax Commission do business. That's my argument.
And I agree that what the cost analysis the assessor's done does really, I mean, the shipment case specifically says that she doesn't have to use the same valuation method as was used when the decision by the BOE was made previously. So she's using a cost approach in this one, but really the values that Jerry is talking about is the values of the other hotels that we have seen that either have sales letters or income approaches or whatever that we have seen around. But I mean, we're still gonna, if we're going down that road, we're gonna have to take what the number of rooms here and make some sort of rough income approach, because, I mean, we've been putting a value per room.
Correct.
If we're going to go down that road, I think we're going to have to do that.
Which we don't have that evidence to prove anything different.
Well, and that would be based on room rates and correct. All of that kind of stuff. So, I mean, I'm torn here from a standpoint, mm-hmm. Russ, of whether or not, I mean, I think that this is undervalued, okay, and I think that economic conditions have changed since this value was established, okay, and I think that's one of the basis that we can use under the shipment decision, and there have been five decisions since then by the State Tax Commission, full State Tax Commission, not just the hearing officer, that have upheld the assessor's change, but I mean, I'm also listening to you that I don't know if we have that evidence in front of us right now. So that's my concern. I don't know what the board is.
I think I would make a recommendation to deny, and he could take that to the State Tax Commission.
I'll second that.
Okay, so that would be a 1.922977 appraised value is where it's at now.
Correct.
And that's the value. That's the basis of the motion to deny.
Correct.
There's been a second on that motion. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Chairman is going to have to vote no. Motion passes. Thank you. Okay. Russ, I don't really see any way for us to not go through